We're doing the laws of Rechilut. We're up to the fourth chapter. Isur Rechilut u'afilu imin megale lo davar chadash. Rechilut is prohibited even if what you're telling over is nothing new to the listener. Shkamu yadaki ken v'chein diber ploni odotav v'asayin ploni shunukeh lo. Even if a person knows technically what the other person did or said, rak shu b'atzmo lo itmenen adayin b'zeh sh'ploni sh'asav la b'zeh. But until now he didn't pay attention to it. And you bring it to his attention. V'auchel hazeh ma'orer lo al zeh. And the person comes and tells him, hey, you know what he did, and then he causes him to pay attention to it. Kigon sheyatza Reuven chayav bedin, ufaga bo Shimon, shaal mito, ma nasa bedinecha, veshiv Reuven, nitchayavti kach vekach, v'amar lo Shimon, lo efedan otcha, uchai gamna. Thank you. So if Reuven comes out of court, and the court finds him guilty, and then his friend meets him and asks, what happened in your case? So he says, oh, they found me guilty. So then his friend tells him, oh, they didn't do a good job judging you. So wait a second. Whatever his friend is telling him, he should have known already. He already witnessed it. Afilu hachi rechilut mikre, nonetheless, that's called rechilut, because bottom line, he didn't pay attention to it earlier. Kivan sheidei dibro nolad nyan chadash, shegoyim ze lachnis inya b'libo al oto ploni. When a person speaks and causes someone to hate someone else, so then their speech brings about a new result, and that's also called rechilut, even though technically he didn't give him any new information. Nonetheless, when he causes him to view it differently, that is also called rechilut.